Moringa, eh, Moringa, here I am, checking in with you. Good Moringa. Like many of you, and I'm recuperating from last night's fun night, and it was amazing. It was amazing, and. And those people who prepared this amazing party for the church in, probably they are coming for tomorrow, the next service probably. When I look at them, they are not here. But I just wanted to give glory God for their contribution to the life of the congregation. Being Christian is not boring. You know that? Especially being Christian at our Redeemer's United Methodist Church is not boring. If you feel that you are boring to be Christian, especially in this location, you are, something is wrong with you. If you feel that you are bored already, stand up. Let's give them a spotlight for that. And being a Christian is not boring. When my Christian pastor friends ask me about the Valentine's Wall, because I boast about what God is doing in here all the time, wherever I go. Every week there is something going on in here. Every week God is doing amazing things in this place. Believe it or not, if you open your eyes and your sensitivity, you will see it, you will sense it. And you cannot be quiet about it. You cannot be silent about it. You cannot sit on this amazing movement God is doing in this place. Every week, every day, I do get excited by the scene and of the movement of the Holy Spirit. Last week was not an exceptional week. So I met at several pastors in the community, and then several pastors in other places too. And so I share what God is doing in this place. And they ask me, Valentine's ball in church? You guys move your body? Well, I'm just going to try to use the monotone in here in a quiet tone. Well, what they were saying, you are shaking your butt for Christ in the sanctuary? And then I was like, yeah, why not? And it, well, it is a holy place. How can you do that? Some people say, especially sanctuary? You are dancing around in the sanctuary? Yes, it is very biblical. And I know if you read the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, people dancing around and singing around in the presence of God. Holy does not mean that you need to sit in the chair straight, put your two hands on your lap. No, that's not the only way to be holy. God gave us this amazing body. Our body is a holy temple. If we are fully connected with God, we can move around. Believe it or not, I never danced in my life. Even at my wedding, I pull out the dancing portion of it because I cannot dance. I mean, it's almost like a chopstick moving around like this. And yesterday was an exceptional night, to be honest. I said, oh, I'm not so sure about dancing. I allow people to dance. I love to watch, you know. Jim and Jill, when they, oh my goodness, they have a move, you know. And it's amazing. Amazing. It's wow, I never seen anyone dance like that. And it's wow, right in front of my eyes, you know. It's wow, that's awesome. But me moving, I'm not so sure. But our little children of God, they said, Sonny, you can do it. Come and follow me. Move your feet like this, and occasionally move your shoulder like this. And it's like, whoa, my body is moving, not just a stick like a chopstick. That was a new lesson I learned. Unless I try, I didn't know that I could dance. Well, actually, I could move. I could not say that I danced last night. I moved my body. There was the movement with the encouragement and following the movement of my little friends in the congregation. They were amazing dancers. The point I'm trying to make it in here, unless you and I try something, we would not know how gifted we are. And last night was new eye-opening moments for me that this little body can move. not just move like this, but with the rhythmic movements. And an amazing gift of people that we had last night when we got in and into the sanctuary, and the younger children and youth, that they escorted people to the welcoming table, and then there was a photograph at a station and take a picture of the people, and then they were asked to the narthex to have a food table. And grab a food, and then at the entrance door, and there was the hostess to escort us to go to our table. We've been assigned to the table. Can you believe that? And we sat together. And then while I was thinking about that, and this scripture was so right there. Today's passage is coming from Gospel Luke chapter 14. It happened right after Jesus taught in synagogue. And the custom in back then was, after the preacher preached in church, the preacher was invited to the senior pastor's home. And he was, after Jesus taught in synagogue, he was invited to the senior pastor of the synagogue, so-called high priest's home. And this scene is happening in the high priest's home. And then when Jesus got into the high priest's home to have a dining, to dine with the people in there, he was being observed because he was an extraordinary person. People noticed that through the teaching, through the lifestyle. People noticed that he is somewhat different. So they tried to observe how he's going to behave in the house of the high priest. So when he got to the house, there was a table, not like a assigned table we had last night. He didn't get the assigned table. So he was wondering where to sit. And then some people claimed in many different places. Some people claimed the high chair, and then some people just sit wherever. But this passage is coming from that background. People are locating themselves in the unassigned seat. And then if you want me to, I'm going to read it for you due to the time. I think so we can read it together. If you are able, please open your Bible, Gospel Luke chapter 14. Chapter 14, say that verse 10 and 11, but I think so that we can start it from the chapter 14, verse 7. When he noticed how the guest picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. This is a parable. Verse 8, could you please read? If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give this man your seat. Then humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Put yourself in this scene in here. You grab your chair, and then all of a sudden, you grab a wrong chair. And then the host or hostess came to you. Could you please move to the other than the table? How do you feel when you are in that situation? Feel embarrassed, right? This one said, humble yourself. And in the verse 11, he said, humble yourself. And then God will exalt you. While I was listening to this message, where is my chair? Where is my seat? I know that in church, you claim your seat there. I know where you are sitting. Whenever you are absent, I can't spot you because you are sitting in that place and you claim that chair to be your chair, right? And believe it or not, unconsciously you are doing that. So whenever you are not in church, I know you are missing. And some of you, I do make a call, make sure that you are okay, because oftentimes people miss the church because of emergency. I do not want to left you in darkness without being called and cared by the congregation and cared by me too. So if you miss your cheer one particular Sunday, where's some Sunday, let me know. If you do not want me to call you or see me at your door, and that I am very aggressive about it, caring for our own congregation. Here, cheer is important. And then whenever we go to the, let me even give you the illustration of a fly. And this coming May, six people from education and youth ministry will be attending the conference. In order to go to the conference in Texas, we had to buy the flight ticket. I bought it for that our people, and they said I cannot reserve the seat. If I wanted to reserve the seat at the time of booking the flight, I have to pay the $14 more. And then I said, wow, this is a new rule. You know that I never buy the flight ticket. I fly for standby. Whatever leftover seat is mine, I claim that. But this one is a new thing. I would like to give the best seat for our people who's going to fly, so they can have a comfortable flight to be part of the learning conference that we're going to be going together. And then I encourage people to go there earlier so they can get the best seat. First come, first service. Church, I hope that we're going to have it that way too. First come, first service. But it's not if I use the economic term in here. First come, last service in here, in church, believe it or not. If you become a member to the church, you become a servant, not a consumer. We are not having a visitor in the church, but guest. We are not able to invite a guest until house is in order. Am I correct? Do you put your house in order to invite a guest to your house? If you agree with me, say amen. But if you wanted to have a visitor in the house, you do not bother to clean up the house, right? They are the visitor. Come and go. You have no relationship. In church, we are not seeking to have visitors in here. But every Sunday, we are expected to have a guest to be present with us to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. And then I was wondering how ready we are to be a servant. The fastest way to go to the heaven, or the fastest way to go to the climb the throne, the high chair, is being a servant. The passage we said that we read it, and you humbled yourself. James chapter 4 verse 10 is humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. If you are able, please open up the little hymn book, which is called The Faith We Sing, 2131. Instead of a Bible, I think this passage can be read and sang together in here. 21, 31. This is from the James chapter 4, verse 10. This is the Bible singing. And then while we sing, while we read the Bible, it is together. The message is the same. We have amazing gifted people who are singing, amazing people to ring the bell. But we are based on the scripture. 21:31, this is a small hymn book that we call The Faith We Sing. It said that humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. If you know the songs, let's sing it together a cappella in here. Ready? Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And he shall lead to all. Higher than he shall lead to all. Let's sing one more time. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. Higher than He shall lift you up. Humble thyself. This is the fastest way to go, to claim the throne in God's kingdom. Humble thyself. And humble thyself. What does that mean, humble? Humble. Humble means, in a Christian term, in a biblical message, is know yourself. Know who you are and whose you are. That is the definition of humble. If you have something, say, I have it. So if you can do something, you say, you need to say, I can do it. If you are not so sure, I'm not so sure, say it. Do not pretend to have things you do not have. Do not pretend you do not have what you have. Just honesty yourself. Claim your voice. It is called the humble thyself. Humble ourselves, then it's God will exalt us in the Christian community, in God's kingdom on earth. Humble thyself is the fastest way. Know ourselves. Do you think that you can play bell the way bell people play? Not so sure, right? Try it. Try it and then see how you can coordinate yourself. Unless you try it, you will not know. And then, honestly, I tried the bell choir with other churches, the churches I serve. Coordination is not there for me. I cannot do it. And I do make a joyful noise. And then I am good at that. But it's a rhythmic movement and all things coordinating. It was so hard. As we just heard how we say, humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. All the voice, pretty much the dominant voice is coming from here. Because that's their gift. Singing voice. And some people are in the kitchen. They're working in the kitchen, prepare the coffee and cookies. And do you think that you can do it? If you can try it. Whether you can do it or not. And this last week, where I was visiting people, I learned more about people's life in a lot of things. And this day, I am aggressive in getting to know the people's life and how they are doing. But still, I do not know all the people. So out of ignorance, I call people. I said, are you available? And some people are kind of hesitant to say yes and no or anything like that. Because, first of all, they do not want to say no to me. And which is great. I really appreciate that. But at the same time, I do not appreciate that. Because I do not know the life situation where you are. Out of ignorance, I call. Are you available? I do not mind to say, I hear you say, no, I'm not because of the blah, 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 blah. Right? And if you give me a reason for it, then I am very appreciative of your no. Because I do not want it to burden you and stress you out. I do believe that all of us are carrying the burden and stress in our daily life. Church should not be the source of the stress. Believe it or not. That is the essence of the church. Church is not the source of the stress. Church is a source of joy. The joy of salvation needed to be proclaimed in the church. All the burdensome and stress that we are carrying it during the week needed to be lightened up in the presence of God. Spiritual gift in a Greek word is a charismata, which means charisma is grace, mata is a gift, and a charisma is a grace. Grace is rooted in the word chris, which means joy. Spiritual gift is based on the joy. Joy coming out of the practice of the spiritual gift. Whatever you are good at and practice your good things and giftedness, that is the joy. And the joy is not out there in the supermarket somewhere or a movie theater somewhere. joy is already innate in your heart, in your life, and my life too. Simply, we needed to draw the best out of it so we can restore the joy of salvation in our life. Church is the place to draw the best out of you. If I needed to use the education language, that is education. Draw the best out of you. Christian education means bring the best image out of you so you can practice a spiritual gift to restore the joy. During the week, I just put the puzzle table for the week, right? Starting last week. Pretty much done, or half of done. Is wow, that's amazing. For me, it is a hard task. I do get frustrated if I cannot put the two pieces together. But several people just sit there and I'm working it out. And this is amazing. They have some strategy how to make it out. And then they look at the shape and color and they have a step by step. They are so gifted. And then I will spot them. They do not want me to take a picture, so I did not take a picture to show who those are. But it's an amazing gift to the people in the congregation. Find the right gift. Find what you are good at. And use the gifts. And that is the fastest way to restore the joy of salvation in your life, in the presence of God. What are you good at it? Questioning yourself right now. I do believe that you are good at something. And it's something I'm not good at. I know for sure. And I am being equipped by this congregation every week, every day. I was so astonished by the way God is equipping me to be the better person every day. Through your service, through your contribution, and through your amazing gift. With you, I become a better person. I know that I will be a better person tomorrow because of you. I do believe that you can be a better person because of the person right next to you. Turn around and tell the person next to you, say, thank you for being in my life. Say it. We are together. Doing church together is not just being in the church together. Doing church together means doing God's ministry together to help each other to be the better person. The fastest way to the throne is to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves means know ourselves. And knowing ourselves means know who we are, whose we are. Our Redeemers United Methodist Church claim that we are our Redeemers United Methodist Church to form and to pursue the mission of the church. The mission of the church is oh. All right, there is a cheat note on the worship bulletin at the top of that. Okay, without knowing that, this is very important. Know who we are is important in our community so we can move together. Without that, we cannot go to the throne and we cannot claim the chair in the Christian kingdom because that's who we are. So someone asks you who you are, then who are you? Then you need to say it. And say your name. What does that mean? And then you need to say the mission. Purposefully, wonderfully, we are being created to be the church in this location. We call it our Redeemers United Methodist Church. How we become an our Redeemers United Methodist Church? Because God has a special plan. God gave us a special mission and vision, which is, mission is, amen. How can we make a disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world? How? The vision statement is?
To be the whole, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God and everyone.
That's who we are. Please know who you are, who we are as a community. But how the way we can know who we are is to know who you are first, who I am first. The individual person needed to be acknowledged in the presence of God. Who we are, who I am, who am I? I am Sunny. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And you are who you are, and you are the followers of Jesus Christ. Each individual person got together, and we create a community of a faith that is called Our Redeemer's of United Methodist Church. Our Redeemer's United Methodist Church is here. You and I are here to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world by becoming home, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God and everyone. That's who we are. That's who we are. The core value we are holding in is our God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Because God is, all the human beings are married to God. We got all the people are matters to us too. That's why mission is important. Outreach ministry is important. But beginning is know who we are, whose we are. In the statement of the mission and vision we have in front of us, to bring our community together, to do the things in the presence of God together, to be the persons of God together. That is the gravity. Again, let us remember who we are and whose we are. If we personalize this turn, know who you are and whose you are. And then from that point, you can connect yourself, other people, in joyfully and peacefully. Because it will give us the security by knowing who we are, whose we are. Let us remember who we are, whose we are. This is the fastest way to achieve the throne of God in our life together. Amen.